For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following program is presented by the HTM Podcast Network.
Welcome to another episode of Turnbuckle Talk in partnership with TheChairShot.com, presented by the Hitting the Marks Podcast Network and in association with NDPW.com. Turnbuckle Talk is sponsored by CollarAndElbowBrand.com, where you get 10% off when using promo code JKPodcast. Turnbuckle Talk is also partnered with Phoenix at FNXFit.com, where you get 15% off all your health supplements simply by using promo code TBTalkPod. Follow the show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by searching at TB Talk Pod. Listen on Podbean, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere you catch your favorite programs. And now, pro wrestling fanatics, are you ready? Here are your hosts, Mighty Joe Morin and Carl Carafell.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Carl Carafell alongside Mighty Joe Morin. As always, an amazing introduction from our friend Rick Vickery. Thank you to Rick for that. And welcome, everybody, to Turnbuckle Talk.
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We're leading into WrestleMania week slash weekend slash craziness in the world of professional wrestling. There's typically a lot going on during the span of this week when it comes to not only WWE and WrestleMania, but just maybe not so much this year given what's going on, but a lot of promotions like to capitalize on the attention that pro wrestling gets during this time period. So there's usually a lot going on. But before we get into that, just kind of a discussion, how are things going, man? It's been a week since we've talked.
It's been 2 weeks since we talked.
That's right.
Has been busy, so I have had to pick up some extra slack, so to speak, when it comes to my gimmick day job. And so it's been 2 weeks since I have been on Turnbuckle Talk, and man, did I miss it last week.
For sure, man. You know, here, just spending this last week or so, you know, waiting for a negative COVID result. I had to go get tested again due to unforeseen circumstances. And, you know, that's always fun waiting for that. But, you know, during the time, I used it productively to, you know, do some research for podcasting, watching wrestling, playing a little bit of Retromania on the old Switch here at home, which has been fun, you know, despite, you know, not being able to kind of go out and essentially having to kind of quarantine a little bit while I wait for these results. But I'm negative. I'm good to go. Good to go back to my Mark job and then to keep going with the usual business here. So nice to finally get through that. It sucks waiting for test results. They actually had, because they were so backed up where I was at, they actually had to outsource the testing to the Sick Kids Hospital in Toronto, which is pretty crazy. Wow. That's how many people are getting tested right now. So.
Wow, unbelievable. I don't want to get into a whole COVID rant, but I guess over the last, the last 4 days, there's been 6,000 cases or something like that. I don't know.
That's a whole different discussion for a whole different time and on a different podcast.
Ooh, yeah.
But I digress on that. Carl, let's get into some pro wrestling discussion here. Let's kick off with, actually, there's an additional one to add on to this since I've actually come up with our run here for this week. But we're looking at some more inductees into the Hall of Fame, specifically a couple of the top celebrity inductees here, Carl. We're looking at William Shatner and Ozzy Osbourne going into the WWE Hall of Fame, the celebrity wing.
Has Ozzy officially been announced?
As far as I know, that has been officially announced to the best of my knowledge.
I have not seen the official announcement yet. Shatner, okay. Yes. Yeah. But I haven't seen official about Ozzy yet.
Well, we may be proven wrong, but we'll see. As far as I know from multiple sources, it does seem to be very much like he was already there recording something, apparently, because this is all being pre-taped as well, right? So, interesting to... As we kind of predicted, Davey Boy Smith Jr. looks like he did induct his dad into the Hall of Fame. Like I said, this has already been pre-recorded. Hopefully his sister was in on the interview, which actually you can go over, check with our friends over at Love Wrestling. Spencer actually did an interview with her the other day, so some very cool stuff there. Make sure and check that out. But Bill Shatner and looks like Ozzy Osbourne going into the Celebrity Wing of the Hall of Fame. And William Shatner, I'm you know, typically I'm not too stoked with these celebrity inductions, but I mean, putting a live microphone in front of William Shatner, that's going to be gold.
Right? I mean, who better? Right? Who better? Of course, William Shatner is always fantastic on that microphone, no matter where he is, what he's doing, whether it's Weird or What, you know, or any other television show that William Shatner has, the guy can talk.
Yeah, for sure. And fellow Canadian too, to boot, just to add that in there. And then the other induction, this one was a little odd to me, I guess. But I mean, this is something that can always be up for debate, of course, is with the Warrior Award. They're putting Titus O'Neil in on that, which I thought was, I mean, I get to a certain extent, but it does feel like a little bit of a stretch. Like maybe we couldn't really find, you know, some other person, but at the same time, I do get it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you get it because that guy does so much, so much for different charities, not just stuff that WWE has him doing, but he does a lot just out on his own. You know, with the blessing of the WWE to be able to go out and do all of that. So that guy has really given a lot back to a lot of different communities. So I totally get why they would have picked Titus O'Neil.
For sure. You know, going into the Hall of Fame aspect of WrestleMania weekend, I mean, given the list of what's going on, there's really only a couple that, like, genuinely interest me. And those two, of course, are the British Bulldogs induction and Jushin Thunder Liger. You know, given that over the last year or so, I've really kind of delved into the New Japan aspect of professional wrestling. I'm really looking forward to seeing. And I'm wondering if it was done remotely or if they were actually able to get him there to actually record it. So looking forward to seeing how that's going to be even executed. So really, it should be interesting.
And for those people who don't know, you're looking at Tuesday is when the WWE will be showing the Hall of Fame on the WWE Network, or for those of you in the United States, on WWE Cock.
Yeah.
Peacock.
Yeah, there's still a lot of unhappiness and backlash kind of going on with that. Our American friends... a lot being censored on that network, and it's unfortunate. I mean, at the same time, I do understand a little bit, but I mean, and we're just getting started with it too. I mean, we don't know exactly how much will be cut, and you know, that's going to make people who have, you know, wrestling DVDs and VHS tapes, it's going to make that stuff even more valuable because the demand for that's going to go up once the stuff kind of disappears from the streaming service, right? So we could be getting back into almost like the tape trader days, Carl.
We kind of might be, but I think what would probably happen is that we're going to see a whole bunch of different websites pop up that have collections of this stuff. So if you're not happy with Weacock, then you're going to be able to go and find what you need or what you're looking for at these other different websites. And namely, Live Sex Celebration with Edge and Lita.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good.
To my understanding, it has not actually been cut out as of yet, but I'm guaranteeing you Weacock will be removing it.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time. And I'm really curious to see, too, here, Carl, how, because, I mean, it's not going to be forever here, to see how that trickles over into the Canadian side of things and into our international friends as well. I mean, I'm not exactly sure who NBC's partner would be in Canada, but I mean, it's just a matter of time because WWE is going to want that across the board. Otherwise, we're going to have a lot of people that are just going to, you know, through VPNs and whatnot to kind of put themselves right. in other places to so that they can have access to it. So, I mean, there's always the workaround with that. And of course, even worse than that, you know, illegal streams, which I don't even like talking about or promoting at all, because I'm always going to be one to want to support what's actually kind of going on, you know, whether it be, you know, buying into a streaming service or buying the physical media, which is going to come, like I said, is going to become more in demand, and the cost of that stuff is going to go up through collectors and whatnot. Yeah, so
I could be sitting on a gold mine here with my I got 1, 2, 3, 4 I maybe 90 to 100 DVDs sitting over there right now.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
I could be in the money.
You'll be able to.
I could be in the money.
I think you'll be essentially able to kind of pick your name, your price there. You'll be like, oh, you want WrestleMania 18? $300.
Right.
I'm not saying that's going to be goodness. That. But we shall see.
Oh, you want the Chris Benoit DVD?
Ooh.
Mm.
Yeah, that's going to be even higher.
Oh, yes.
All right, man. Well, you know, before we kind of go through and kind of break down some of the actual matches here, another interesting thing that I wanted to kind of delve into, I did find this through a couple sources, you know, Fightful and a couple of these other places. And this list is really, really interesting. What I'm talking about are the list of words that in-ring talent, wrestlers, and other employees are just not allowed to use. This is Vince McMahon's no-no list. This is his naughty list. This is use these words and you're going to be shunned at the very least. So let's kind of go through these ones, because some of them make sense. Some of them are just silly, and some of them are just stupid, in my opinion. But we'll kind of go through. Mr. Facebook user, hello, sir. I'm assuming a sir. $2 million. Okay.
Is that just for the Chris Benoit DVD?
Yeah,
that
probably.
I still have? Yeah.
That's weird that's weird that that's coming up Facebook user. I'm not sure what the deal is there. But yeah, let's go through this list. I'll kind of blow through it, and then we can kind of touch on some of the ones that we want to mention here. So starting at the top, these are actually in alphabetical order, believe it or not. Babyface is the first one. Belt. Blood. Card. Choke. Curb stomp. Diva, DQ, headshot, heel, house show, kayfabe, kill, mofos, which I mean, that one's just kind of like a common sense one, sort of, and it goes in that category. Murder, again, another maybe common sense one. Needs a push, the saying needs a push cannot be said. Spinal injuries, strangle, strap, the anti-diva, to be over. To job or jobber, that rules out Mr. Barry Horowitz, sorry, sir. Trauma, victim, violence or violent, wife beater, which is kind of surprising, wrestling / wrestlers, which is, I think, fits into the silly category, and of course, WWF. That's a pretty interesting list there, Carl, of no-no words.
It definitely is. I mean, a few of them kind of have me scratching my head. Like, why can we not say DQ?
Yeah.
Right? Like, does that mean we have to use the full word disqualification?
Who knows, man?
The anti-diva?
The anti-diva, yeah.
Like, that's Paige.
Yeah.
So, are we totally shunning Paige? Can Maybe. We not talk about any, you know, WrestleMania moments or matches that have happened with Paige and refer to her as the anti-diva?
The one that really stands out to me, Carl... the two words, wrestling and wrestlers. Wrestling and wrestlers. Well, I mean, I've kind of said that before, that it largely kind of feels like Vince doesn't care about the actual wrestling or aspect of the WWE anymore. And that would be kind of telling that this is a no-no word. It just, you can't say wrestling or wrestlers. It's to me, that's one that I have a hard time kind of wrapping my head around.
Yeah, that was definitely the next two that I was going to be talking about there is those two words that like World Wrestling Entertainment, but yet we can't use the word wrestling or wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
So now that poses the question, is that included within, like, when they're talking about, right? Like, how do you work around that? Because WrestleMania, right? World Wrestling Entertainment, the wrestling community. Well, they really don't say the wrestling community, right? Yeah. But like,
the universe.
The wrestling, yeah, the universe. like I just don't get it. Most of that list is dumb, but Vince McMahon at his best. If that's the same Facebook user that put $2 million, put in who you are for us if you can, please, or if you're willing to do so.
sure why it's coming up that way.
Yeah, because I don't know why it's coming up Facebook user. That's really weird.
It really is. But yeah, like you had mentioned, maybe it's just, maybe you can't say the word wrestling just by itself. Like, it's
what a great,
are we splitting hairs that much? Match. Are we splitting hairs that much at this point? Like just,
right?
Wow. I mean, and the WWF, I mean, to a certain extent, I get that, you know, due to the World Wildlife Fund, you know, that they didn't want to, hey, Don, mystery solved. But yeah, I mean, you know, the whole dispute with the WWF. I mean, of course, if you go into Amazon or a lot of t-shirt places, you can get, you know, the panda's chair shot and the other panda to make fun of that thing. I still want to get one of those shirts, by the way.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, but some of the other stuff, I mean, just kayfabe and some of that stuff, I can understand to a certain extent. Yeah. But the wrestling and wrestlers one is the one that kind of rubs me the wrong way.
How are they going to, like... What a great entertainment match that we just witnessed.
Right.
Like, how do you get around that? Yeah. It's a wrestling match. What a fantastic wrestling match we were given.
I've said, I've said it before that I could very much see a day in this company to where Vince just hires actors and teaches them how to wrestle.
Yeah.
As weird, as wacky as that sounds. Yeah, I can see it.
Oh God,
I can see it, man. I don't like it. I don't like it. But yeah, it's a disheartening. As looks like Don is saying here again, why you're not really watching WWE? You're not really in the minority anymore. You know, people are. Here's the thing. I'll make this point very, very clear because I do get criticized about this. And I just wanted to make my side of things very, very clear. I am not hating, and I think I could speak for Carl as well on this. We're not hating on the WWE just for the sake of hating. We're criticizing because we want them to be better. That's the point here. We're criticizing because we want them to improve and to get better. We're not just hating and just shitting on the WWE because we have a platform to do it on. We hold them to a higher standard. We hold wrestling to a higher standard, and we want them to improve, to get better, so that we can move on and have the WWE be that premier company. I mean, they still are just because they make a lot of money, but still, I mean, we want them to actually improve. That is the whole point of this conversation that we're having right now.
It definitely is. I mean, everyone needs to stand up and have that voice. Think of back in the times of the Attitude Era, where everyone was yelling and screaming at the top of their lungs for stuff that they wanted, stuff that they liked, stuff that they didn't like. And what came from that, the people were listened to back then. And we need a resurgence of that again. You know how you can help? By sharing out programs like Turnbuckle Talk, by keeping up with us and making sure that everyone knows, that everyone can hear and see and be able to feel what we're feeling, because we know there's other people out there that feel the same way. Yep. So if these other people are feeling that way as well, we need to band together as a wrestling. Yes, I use the band word of wrestling. We need to use that as a wrestling family and community to be able to come together to make a change, if that's what you're willing to do and wanting to do for the World Wrestling Entertainment Company. Now, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of other companies that are out there that you can get your professional wrestling from, but if you still want the WWE, we need to come together and make a stand.
Yeah, because if we just pretend and just say, oh you know what, the you know, at least that they're trying, or just kind of letting things slide, you know, it's a tough thing, because I understand, you know, they're running the company the way that they see fit, but there's so many things that they're doing that are just clearly just not good and not in the best interest of their company, not in the best interest of their fans or investors, everybody across the board. It's just that there's so many foolish and silly things that they're kind of doing that, you know, we need to, like again, we're not just shitting on them. We're just criticizing because we want them to improve, because most of us grew up with the WWE. At one certain point in my wrestling fandom, WWF, again, saying the no word, you know, that I was inside that, literally inside that bubble. I mean, wrestling was WWF. And, you know, so again, you know, that's why we're criticizing, because we do still like the company, but we want them to improve, because it just isn't what it used to be. I mean, yeah, we're literally less than a week away from WrestleMania, Carl, and there are still a significant amount of tickets to be sold for the show. I understand we're in a COVID year, but I've said that before, that I feel like that's a bit of an excuse when it comes to the building and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, you said it. But the days of that are just, the cachet of WrestleMania isn't what it is used to be. We're going to actually break down some of the matches here, but I can't think of really a time in recent history, Carl, where WrestleMania hasn't sold out. You know, other than last year where we had no crowd, but so that one we kind of just leave off the record, honestly. But up to that point, I mean, typically WrestleMania is a sold out event. I mean, it's the Super Bowl of professional wrestling, or at least it's supposed to be.
Right. So you're right. It is supposed to be. I mean, I guess we can kind of maybe go by buy rate numbers,
mm-hmm,
for last year's WrestleMania, right? And kind of maybe compare that to, you know, the previous three WrestleMania buy rates to kind of gauge and see maybe if it was a sold out event, mm-hmm, type of situation there. But you're right. I mean, there is absolutely no allure to WrestleMania this year. I get and I understand that they tried to really hype up a little bit of, you know, hey, we're back. We can have WrestleMania. We can do this. We can have people in the stands. But it almost fell on deaf ears. Like, yeah, there was really no hype to it at all. There was no real excitement. There was there for it. It's tough and it sucks to say, but I think that really if the WWE had given us a good high profile matchup at the time when they knew they could have fans, mm-hmm, to get asses into those seats with one match, that's all you would have really needed, because then everything else on top of that is going to be like, I want to see that too. Ooh, I'm glad I got my ticket, because not only do I have this matchup that they told me about already and I'm super happy for, but I'm getting all this extra stuff too. And honestly, I think what we're coming down to right now is a burnout with professional wrestling, especially when you take a look at WrestleMania week, that they're really trying to stretch out as much as they possibly can throughout this entire week with the WWE right now. I mean, they're promoting, oh, we've got Raw, and then we're doing, you know, the Hall of Fame ceremony on Tuesday. We're doing NXT on Wednesday. We're doing NXT UK on Thursday with a reshowing of the NXT takeover pay-per-view on Thursday, and then Friday we got SmackDown, and then Saturday night one of WrestleMania, Sunday night two of WrestleMania, then back to Monday night again where we've got Raw, and oh, don't forget, we've now switched nights for NXT, and NXT will now be on Tuesdays. Goodbye Wednesday Night War. Thank you. Yeah, I'm pretty heated today. I'm sorry, guys.
It's a cluster, man. It really, really is. And again, just before we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about every single match. We're going to try and blow through them as much as we can. But just like right off the hop, I can't remember if we mentioned this last week when you were here. But dude, it's been a while since I've like genuinely just like looked at the WrestleMania card and be like, you know, if I miss the majority of this, I don't feel like I'm missing much.
Right?
It's sad. Right. It's really, really sad. It's the hype and the anticipation just isn't there. There's just no investment. Even with this first match here, Carl, let's start off with night one here. Sasha Banks versus the winner of the Women's Royal Rumble, Bianca Belair. Perfect example of what's going on here. This should have been... We should have gotten the ball rolling like right at the Rumble with this to build up this rivalry, because this is actually one of the few matches that like actually genuinely has me interested. But right, still, there isn't a whole lot of meat to the bone. And that's going to be a reoccurring factor as we kind of go through this card here. And even, they had one. I had actually mentioned this, I think, yesterday on the Sunday Brunch with the Love Wrestling Guys. Dude, we had... Brock Lesnar and we had Keith Lee in the ring together. There was potentially your WrestleMania marquee match, and we just ignored it, or wasn't able to set it up, or maybe the guys weren't available. I don't know what happened there, but I mean that had marquee WrestleMania match written all over it, or at least like a co-main event, or you know, if you could have done Brock and Bobby Lashley, I think that would have been interesting, but Sasha and Bianca. I mean, I know they're going to put on a good match. But there just isn't anything that, it's so hard to put into words. I just said that there's so, and we mentioned before that the buildup to this WrestleMania, just, dude, we didn't start until like a couple weeks ago.
Exactly.
Like, painful. It's so painful talking about this company. It really, really is.
I'm gonna share it out once it comes out. I was on another podcast yesterday with some of our friends over at the Hameen Media Group, mm-hmm. and when I get notification that it's been shared, I'm gonna share it out to our Facebook page and so that everyone else can go and watch this. But it was mentioned even on that show yesterday that WrestleMania. There's been absolutely nothing, no buildup, no anything to it, on the fact that it's WrestleMania. And that's what they're kind of sitting back on, going, hey, it's WrestleMania, so we don't really need to promote anything because it's WrestleMania. People are just going to buy it because mm-hmm. it's WrestleMania. People are just going to watch it because it's WrestleMania. Well, unfortunately, no. For most of the credible professional wrestling fans, we have a little bit of a longer attention span than 30 seconds. And we want to be able to have that attention span shown out and shown to us. And we want to be able to see a buildup and have, I remember back in the days when it was a year long buildup to a feud ending at WrestleMania.
Dude, I've seen more this week about Will Ospreay winning the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship than I've seen about buildup to WrestleMania.
Right? Right? Exactly.
Right? There's more hoopla around how that belt looks than what we're doing leading up to WrestleMania. I mean, that had the internet wrestling community just losing their mind. Oh, that belt looks like the Divas belt. People were talking about that when we should have been talking about the build to WrestleMania. But the fact of the matter is, folks, that the majority of us just don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
that's
true.
That's the harsh reality of it.
It's true.
Right, so let's blow through some of these matches here. Okay. So next up, we got Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre. With a proper build, again, this is for the WWE. Dude, there's even a potential that this could be the kickoff match for night one. Are you freaking kidding me? We're going to get into that into our Showstopper segment, so stay tuned for that. But that could potentially, Drew almost kind of spilled the beans that might be the curtain jerker match for the WWE Championship. Oh my God, Carl.
My head hurts already.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, move on.
Let's move on to the next one. Oh, but wait, there's more. We have Damian Priest versus The Miz. Or no, sorry, that would actually be interesting. We have a musician, Bad Bunny versus The Miz. We literally have Damian Priest and John Morrison at ringside being trained monkeys.
Yep.
That is sad.
Hey, look at my payday for WrestleMania just be cut in half.
You took a guy who was a badass in Ring of Honor in Punishment Martinez and also in NXT to a certain extent, and now you have him being the lackey to a musician who's playing wrestler.
Yep.
Yep. Bullshit. Bullshit.
Next up, Carl. This one actually could have some potential, right? New Day versus AJ and Omos. That guy has an intimidating presence, and given the right training, could be something big. But again, there just hasn't been much kind of around this. It's just another match that's there. Another one that's just kind of there. Braun Strowman and Shane McMahon. Well, we had to give Shane a spot somehow, so we threw something together with Braun, and it's apparently in a steel cage, which I was not aware of until I looked at this card.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's okay. Going to be in a steel cage. Well, so
you don't watch the programming?
I do not.
So yes, I do not. I get that. I understand that. Yes, but we're in the frickin' days and era of social media. Why was this not hyped on social media that Braun Strowman said, no. Shane McMahon, we can have a match, but it's going to be in a steel cage.
Yeah.
Like,
next up, Carl, this is actually, again, these are no necessarily in any particular order, but the sixth match for night one is Cesaro versus Seth Rollins. Now, that is a match with, again, if it would have had a proper build, could have really, really been something. I mean, Cesaro is probably one of the most underutilized and most unappreciated wrestler on that roster. And, you know, Seth Rollins is Seth Rollins. I mean, he's fantastic. Yeah. He's a bit of a spot monkey. But, I mean, they could have potentially had a great match given a proper build. And that's it for night one. And also, one thing that is a big standout for me, I haven't seen anything about an Andre the Giant Battle Royal as well. That just seems like it's just not going to be. I'm sure there'll be some pre-show matches, but we don't know what those are yet.
I've heard rumblings that the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale will be held on SmackDown.
Right after WrestleMania?
No. Like before Friday night SmackDown. Before Saturday's day one WrestleMania.
Andre.
That's what I've been hearing.
Andre is rolling over in his grave as we speak.
I want zombie Andre to come out of the grave and to Vince McMahon and just choke the ever living shit out of him and go, what are you doing?
Yeah. We miss you, Andre. We wish you were around still just to talk some sense into what's going on here. Night two. All right. So we've got Roman Reigns versus Edge. Or at least we thought we did. But, you know, we had to overbook things and we had to, as much as I love Daniel Bryan, they did what I was hoping they weren't going to do, Carl, as we made it a triple threat. And the weirdest thing is that it's almost like all three of these guys are bad guys now. It's really weird. Really weird.
That was exactly my thought as well.
Weird.
Are we having heel versus heel versus heel? Oh, I just used band word three times. Is that what's happening right now? We're having like three heels. Who's supposed to be the baby face in this? Oh, another band word. Sorry. Who's supposed to be the good guy in this, and who's actually the bad guy in this?
Weird dynamic.
It's just confusing at this point, unfortunately, for me anyways. And I actually still try to keep up and watch the weekly product.
Yeah.
And it's confusing to me.
But before we can continue, just like you had mentioned here, Carl, I don't watch a lot of the weekly programming, but can you blame me? Honestly, as somebody, you know, I'm not sure if you watch every single week, but I mean, like it's not only do, you know, we have a lot to do kind of in our own private lives and with work and whatnot, and then doing these podcasts. I mean, it's good to be busy doing that, but you know, to then try and lump together like hours and hours of WWE programming every week when it doesn't get us anywhere and just it insults our intelligence. Dude, I can go on and on. You know, I watch other things. I watch Ring of Honor. I watch New Japan, AEW to a certain extent. NWA coming back again. I mean, that's especially the NWA. I mean, that's wrestling that I can really kind of sink my teeth into with this WWE stuff. I mean, just it's like you said, it hurts my head just thinking about some of this stuff here, Carl. It's so mind blowing that. If you were to actually kind of just look at this from a distance here and just look at the actual wrestlers that they have probably like one of the most talented rosters of all time, but they just don't make proper use of it. And it's, and we don't know how to have a good guy and a bad guy anymore and just have them facing off again. We don't even know how to do that anymore. It's so, like it's, again, hurts my brain just thinking about it.
Right. So we got Facebook user here. Dawn.
I'm assuming that's Dawn still.
I'm always yelling at the TV when watching Raw. Yeah, right. I mean, I totally get it. And I just want to throw out this here to you. So I do try to watch as much of the main product as I possibly can. Mm-hmm. And I do so because I kind of equate it to like going into a strip club. And you're sitting there in Pervert's Row and you see the ugly ass woman come out and dance on stage and you're thinking, you know what? It's got to get better. It's got to get better. And then, you know, an even stankier woman comes out onto stage for the second set. And then you're like, I swear I've been here before. And there have been some sexy ass women. And then you just continue to sit there and sit there and sit there. And all these ugly ass women are coming out and, you know, their nipples are have a belly button in between them. And then sitting there going, I know there's something good in here. I know that there's something good that's going to happen. And you just sit there and you continue to stew in it because you're like, wait a second. They can't just give us all this bad. They can't just give us all this bad. Right. And that's kind of where I'm at.
Our friend Ryan over here from the Average Marks podcast, which I believe these guys are set for a resurgence. Definitely looking forward to that. Vince saying that Vince is 75 and he's losing his mental faculties. We've been saying that for years now. Do you guys think that anyone has the balls to intervene? Literally anybody else can intervene at this point and it would be better.
I agree.
Literally
anybody. You know who I would love to intervene right now? Mark Calloway.
I was hoping you were going to say Carl and Joe.
Well, I mean, I have barked up that tree so many times and been shot down that I'm like, I can't do this anymore. Yeah. But Mark, the Undertaker, like how fantastic would it be for that guy who has that much respect in the business from absolutely everybody, no matter what company you work for, you have respect for Mark. How cool would it be for Mark to take over and not take over, but to intervene and go, Vince, you're being an ass right now.
No, Vince.
Shut your face and no. Exactly. All right. No.
Yeah, we need to, I've said this before, and again, props to the guys over at the Hami Media Group. I think Ben has said this before, is that we need to have somebody in charge of the department of what the F. To somebody to just go, these ideas come across the table and we just have somebody go, no, right. You can't do that. That's stupid. We're not going to do that. What? You want to pour dog food all over one of our top talents to try and make a point? No, we're not going to do that. That's stupid.
Yep. It's needed.
Right.
It's needed.
We need it. Okay, let's blow through some more of these matches while while our heads are not totally exploded yet. Asuka versus Rhea Ripley for the Raw Women's Championship. Again, that's another one that as somebody who's gotten into more of the Japanese women's wrestlers, I get Asuka now. I know Carl still doesn't to a certain extent, which is fair enough. But I think her versus Rhea Ripley could potentially be a pretty cool women's wrestling match, but I don't know much about this. You know, I'm coming at this from somebody, again, because I don't watch the weekly product. You know, there are a lot of people, like not even now, but like over a long period of time here, there's a lot of people that only watch WrestleMania throughout the year. And so I'm coming at it from that viewpoint, and I look at a match like this, and I was like, oh, yeah, that looks cool, but I don't know anything about what's kind of going on.
Right.
So Rhea Ripley, an awesome talent. Same with Asuka. I think that they could do well, but I just said there's just no investment. The Fiend versus Randy Orton, that's one that's got some meat on its bones to a certain extent.
It definitely does. I mean, this lots of people are shitting all over this. But I mean, for me, this is...
you nailed it, Javier.
Thank you.
You nailed it, brother.
This one here has actually like been a little bit more captivating just because of everything around it, right? Because of the feud that's been happening. We understand, you know, Randy Orton was doing this thing with Edge at last year's WrestleMania, and then that kind of fizzled out. But then The Fiend came into the picture, and then we've been having this feud between The Fiend and Bray Wyatt and the burning of the body and then the resurrection of, you know, Bray Wyatt and this whole Alexa Bliss allure inside of that as well, right? Like, it's all just kind of come together and has actually kept me wanting a little bit of that.
Ryan asking, do you think that she will likely to a certain extent? And at least, Carl, at least. I was so afraid when I heard that The Fiend was going to be coming back, or Bray Wyatt was going to be coming back, and that he was just going to come back and just look normal. At least they remembered that you literally burned him in a freaking wrestling ring, so you have him come back looking like a burned person. At least they remembered the long-term storyline, because they are notorious for not. So because that would have destroyed everything if they would just come back and, I'm Bray Wyatt. What? No, at least they didn't F that up. That's
right.
One of the few mistakes they didn't make.
To answer Ryan here, I think yes. They needed to build on that a little bit more too, though.
Yeah.
But I think that really that was a Randy Orton thing going, hey, we're not going to go there. Don't go there and just leave it alone. And I will have a conversation with my wife, and I need to figure this out and fix this with my wife, because that wasn't a gimmick.
That felt legit.
Pure shoot.
Yeah,
it definitely was.
Yeah,
Orton's wife was pissed.
Yeah.
Kim was pissed over that situation.
Oh yeah.
So I kind of get, but I think that they might try to throw a little bit of that into this match at WrestleMania.
We shall see. Next up for the Intercontinental Championship, we have Big E, who I've always been a fan of. I've always loved Big E, and thankfully he has a chance to kind of shine on his own here, versus Apollo Crews, which I've been very vocal that this new gimmick that he has, I'm not a fan of it. I think it's very tone deaf given modern day. Now, I know I've been told by several people that, oh, this is Apollo's idea. Still, though, we have to look at this and think, you know, we're 21st century in a pandemic environment. We can't have somebody going out being like an African warlord. We can't do that. Modern day, just the optics of it and everything, just terrible. Like, it's like got racism written all over it. I know some people are cool with it, but I have not digged it from like day one.
Maybe I need to shave off the sides here, and here let's see if we can do this for a second. Just
for the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Okay, so I have German heritage in my background.
Oh yeah.
Would that be okay?
Probably
should
not.
Should I throw out a Hitler stash?
Probably not.
get back into the ring?
Probably not. Yeah.
Right?
Probably not.
Right. I totally understand. You know, there's huge differences between what Hitler did and what happened during that time, and just this African or Nigerian warlord prince whatever thing that they're trying to do with this. I get that there's huge differences, don't get me wrong, but kind of the same premise. It's it's kind of racist.
It's got, dude, it's got Vince McMahon's stink all over it. I know people are telling me that it was Apollo's idea, but it's got Vince written all over it. You know, he's sitting at, you know, I can't remember who it was that said this on what program, but, you know, I think they were talking about AEW with this, but I think, you know, this is fair with WWE too, especially when Vince is there. It was like, we don't have a gorilla position. We have a giggle position where they're sitting there laughing at the stuff. Oh, that's good shit. They're going to find that funny. Dude, it's right? Racist. It's racist. It's
yeah.
Oh, anyways.
Yeah.
Anyways, we got two more to go through here. This is one that has had a person thrown into it, which I was only aware of actually just now, but I did hear a little bit about it. But we're looking at Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn, which, I mean, cool. I mean, not necessarily, you know, WrestleMania worthy, but Logan Paul is going to be coming out with Sami Zayn. Are we really going to use this guy for something?
Well, we've used Bad Bunny on night one, right? So we have to have another celebrity to do something on night two. And Logan Paul, he's been kind of doing like some boxing, MMA type of stuff. So, I mean, that kind of all fits and ties into this whole hard-on that Vince has for MMA fighters turning pro wrestlers, right?
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. I'm not necessarily a fan of it. I guess welcome to the program, sir.
Hello, Mr. Cornette.
So, yeah, last matchup for night two here, Carl. We're looking Riddle versus Sheamus for the U.S. Championship. Again, this is another matchup that could be very interesting, but, dude, I mean, we have Riddle who came in. I mean, he has had a great pedigree in the independent wrestling scene, and now he is a laughingstock in the WWE since he's come up to the main roster. He's a joke. For lack of a better term.
Yeah. I mean, I really haven't been a fan of Riddle anyways, since the beginning. This whole Rob Van Dam, skinny Rob Van Dam type of character of being freaking high all the time. Yeah. And, you know, like, what the?
Right.
What? Right. I told you I'm heated this episode. I'm sorry, but I almost said that F word that we don't like to use on this program, but, I mean, what is going on? My head hurts.
Yep. And again, you know, right. We started with the first match on night one. We said, you know, this could become an ongoing theme, with these two nights here. And it's like every match I'm thinking, you know, okay, you know, there's a potential for some cool stuff here, but the potential has just not been capitalized on. You know, we crammed all the build into, like I said before, for the longest time since you and I started watching wrestling, we built up to WrestleMania over usually a year, sometimes even more depending on the people. But now we wait until WrestleMania is almost kind of starting, and then we go from there.
Again, that's Vince McMahon just saying, hey, look at this. It's WrestleMania. Everybody gonna watch because it's WrestleMania. Like, come on.
I have a feeling that as interesting as this is, kind of see, I'm curious, sir, Mr. Cornette, is this actually you, or is this one of our friends playing a late April Fool's Day prank on us? But because when I saw the name pop up, I was like, okay.
Maybe.
How's it going,
maybe,
sir? Good to see you on the Turnbuckle Talk. But
this year, coming from Don, I it's got to be Don. Is a joke. Can't remember his lines. Can't wrestle. Like, please, someone take Vince out of his job. Now, okay, Matt Riddle can wrestle.
Absolutely, he can.
He does have talent inside that ring. I do have to give him that. Okay, but yeah, when it comes to remembering his lines, when it comes to selling, I will even say he is not very good at selling. He has almost that same like Asuka stupid freaking grin on his face through absolutely everything, and maybe that's because he's so freaking high that he just can't remember what's going on.
The problem is that he's an independent wrestling guy. These guys aren't used to being scripted. They're used to, you know, going to these shows and the promoters. Okay, you'll come and do your thing. And you want to do a little bit of something, that's fine. These guys aren't script readers. They're not actors. They're professional wrestlers, right? There was that segment that we mentioned before with him and Bobby Lashley. You know, again, a little bit of production's fault because the camera is aimed at the floor, unfortunately. Right. And you stomp on somebody's right foot, and then he reacts by grabbing the left foot. But again, that's just because these guys are just kind of used to going out there and doing their thing, not being told, okay, you need to do this, 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 and this, and this, and this. A guy like Riddle, who admittedly is a pot smoker, he's not going to remember all that shit.
Right.
Totally on kayfabe.
He was a poor man's lunatic fringe, basically Dean Ambrose if he was high. You know what? Like, That sounds exactly like something that Jim Cornette would say here. Basically, Dean Ambrose, if Dean Ambrose was high as hell. Yeah.
Right. That's the first statement, sir.
Hugs are always welcome.
Yeah. Oh, good stuff here this week, Carl. Good stuff there this week. And some unexpected guests in our chat, which is always fantastic here.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. I love it.
All right, man. Let's get to a little bit. Do you want to take a break now, or do you want to get our breaking news segment out of the way now?
Let's take a break. I need a freaking break.
Carl needs a hug. While we're doing that, let's hear from our friends over at CollarNobleBrand.com, and we'll be right back.
Wrestling. A love and a passion we all share. I've started a wrestling brand. The wrestling brand. A brand founded on the aspects of wrestling. Two entities working together to create a product that connect emotionally for people everywhere. Collar and Elbow is the brand. Passion and love for wrestling is the drive. I am Al Snow, and this is Collar and Elbow. The wrestling brand.
The dictionary defines hero as a person who is admired or idealized for courage, outstanding achievements, or noble qualities. Being a hero in life is far more than words printed on a page. It takes an unwavering code, a compass that points true north always. And in times like these, it takes sacrifice. Hero shouldn't be a word defined by a dictionary. It's a word that should be defined by the best of us. Hero has a new definition.
All right, guys, Carl Careful and Mighty Joe back here on Turnbuckle Talk. As you heard from our friends over at CollarAndElbowBrand.com, if you use our promo code JKPodcast at the checkout, you can get 10% off your entire order over there.
And if you're looking in the scrolling down below, you will see that as well. It is right there for you. JK Podcast, 10% off your entire order. Remember, that's not only on their new merchandise, but that's also on any clearance merchandise as well. And I do want you to go and check out their autism collar and elbow branded shirt that they have there. If you know someone or have someone in your life that has autism, like myself, go and pick up one of those shirts because they look absolutely fantastic, and it always helps to support a good cause.
Yes, absolutely. All right, Carl, let us get to, well, let me find our segment here. Let us get to our breaking news. So the couple of things that I wanted to touch on are actually revolving around the New Japan Pro Wrestling and over with the Stardom as well. Sure. Of course, Ospreay winning that IWGP World Heavyweight Championship. You know, they changed that, literally changed the belt. There's been a lot of hoopla. Yep. Like I mentioned earlier, there's been a lot of hoopla around that, kind of overriding some of the WrestleMania talk. And a lot of people not happy with the new belt design. Myself included, our friend Michael Jargo, who is our New Japan expert, also not a fan of the new design. But for me, what bothers me more with that is kind of erasing the legacy of the other title to replace this one is the part that kind of bothers me a little bit. You know, maybe they can correct that. But because there has been an outcry from a lot of New Japan fans who are just not digging this whatsoever. Going along with with him as well, is his girlfriend is I don't know if he's married to her yet, but Bea Priestley leaving Stardom. And of course, a lot of people, the speculation right off the hop is AEW or WWE. For me here, Carl, where I would prefer to see her go would be either over to that Impact Women's Division or the National Wrestling Alliance.
I was going to say the exact same thing. NWA all the way, I think, would be amazing for Bea Priestley.
Absolutely.
I just want to throw out there, when it comes to the New Japan, the new New Japan championship.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that championship. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with it because I was able to kind of watch and see it unveiled. And then there was a little video package or whatever it was that kind of talked about every little piece that they took from version 1 all the way through to version 5 and included some of the Intercontinental belt with the side plates on the new championship to kind of tie everything all together. So I'm okay with it. I think it looks nice. I'm kind of a fan of the way that it looks and knowing every little piece and part that was put together and the time that was put into doing that, it kind of gives me a little bit more respect for that championship, just knowing that it wasn't something that was just thrown together, that there was actual thought that was put into it. I'm done on that now.
For sure. You got anything for breaking news you want to touch on before we move on?
I do.
What do you got, brother?
This is freaking huge right now. If you guys follow us on our social media at TB Talk Pod on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, you will have seen that we shared out the Broken Skull Sessions is returning after WrestleMania, and the proverbial locked door has been kicked down as we're actually going to have AEW star on the Broken Skull Sessions with Chris Jericho being the guest. What?
See, what's interesting is, and I actually brought this up as well on the Sunday brunch with our friends over at Love Wrestling, is that I wasn't quite as blown away by this as a lot of people were, just given that it's Chris Jericho. Right, he parted ways with the company on good terms. Vince wished him well on his future endeavors. You know, Chris has always had a great relationship with Vince, despite some of the things that he said, which you know, we've touched on. We feel the same way. Chris feels the same way, as well as many others. But Chris is the type of guy that is always going to be welcome to do anything when it comes to the WWE. I mean, eventually we know that he'll end up making his way back there, if for no other reason to be placed in the WWE Hall of Fame, just given everything he's done, including being the first undisputed champion who beat The Rock and Stone Cold on the same night.
Right.
So
before we move on, that's all the breaking news that I have. But before we move on, Kevin Dunn. yes.
Yeah. Yes, there are. We have touched on that before, sir.
Oh, I love Kevin Dunn. And then Mr. Cornette here as well. The new IWGP and current WWE championships have lost that heritage factor. Mr. Cornette saying that the AEW title looks old-fashioned and it looks brilliant.
See, now I know that's not actually corny because Mr. Cornette does not like AEW. So,
right?
Whoever that is, I agree with what you said, but I question your actual identity there, sir. But but fair enough. Well played, sir. Well played. Anything, you got anything else for breaking news?
I have nothing else for breaking news, my brother.
Okay, cool. Let us get to our Match of the Week segment. All right, so for Match of the Week segment here, I think, you know, as per usual, you know, I kind of flipped a coin here. I'm going to let you go first on your Match of the Week because I'm still, or do you want me to go first? Because I think maybe you're still thinking of yours.
Yeah, I'm honestly lost right now.
Okay.
I mean, and only because this past week has been so very busy.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll just throw it out there right now. The arcade match from AEW. We saw the return of a few people coming back to AEW. The return of Sue.
Right. Chuck Taylor's mom. Yep. Not Chuck Taylor. Why am I drawing a blank right now?
I can't think of them either. I haven't watched it in a couple weeks, so.
The Best Friends. Orange Cassidy.
Chuck Taylor and Trent Beretta.
Trent. Yeah, Trent Beretta. Yeah. Trent and Trent's mom came back.
I did see that.
In mom's van, which was pretty fantastic. And then the return of Chris Statlander as well.
Yes, that was good.
The alien extraordinaire.
She's a star.
Super cool, and I'm happy with that. That's my pick of the week. I was okay. I was good with that arcade match that happened.
They've got something there in that Chris Statlander. She has a cool look. She has a cool gimmick. She's good in that ring. I think she's got a lot of the factors that you kind of want. So they need to capitalize on that girl as soon as possible. So
yes.
All right. So for my match of the week segment is actually, I'm going back a little ways for this, to 2018. Actually, I went back and watched this and just because I like to kind of go back and watch a lot of old matches because I like them better than a lot of the newer stuff. We're talking from the NWA 70th anniversary show, the match for the North American national championship of theirs, which of course was Mac versus Samuel Shaw. Shaw versus Willie Mack for that national championship. That was one hell of that was almost, I thought, even better than Cody and all this, which, I mean, they did excellent as well. But Willie Mack and Samuel Shaw, that was an awesome match. That was really well done. That whole show, you know, despite, Mr. Cornette, you were there. You were in on those shenanigans. You know, there was all the audio issues that they had. I mean, even with that, it was still a fantastic show. But that match was the big standout for me. Sam Shaw versus Willie Mack. Go check it out if you can. Fantastic. And that national championship belt, gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, definitely it is.
Gorgeous. All right, man. Let us get to our, because we're getting close to wrapping up here for this week. So let's get to our Showstopper segment. So for our Showstopper segment this week, and I kind of hinted at it earlier, that Mr. Drew McIntyre was quoted as saying that, you know, that every match on WrestleMania is a main event. Now, again, I know there's people that can feel differently on this, but my take with this is that this just, it feels like, I don't know if you feel this is a fair comparison here, Carl, but it's like with kids at school now at like a soccer, like a track meet, and everybody gets a trophy. Everybody gets a trophy. For me, just saying that every match is a main event, it dilutes the whole thing. Is that a fair statement to make?
It is a 100% correct and fair statement to make.
You know, it's unfortunate. Yeah. I mean, I understand, you know, that Drew is saying this because, you know, he's a current employee. I think that if he wasn't currently with the company, maybe his story might be a little bit, or tune might be a little bit different here. I get that, you know, he's to put on a good face, but I don't agree with this thought process whatsoever here, Carl. I know some people have defended this saying, well, I mean, it's an honor, it's a privilege just to be at WrestleMania to have a match. And I understand that, but there still needs to be a structure. You still need to start with not necessarily your quote unquote weakest match, but you start with your smallest match and you build to that main event. That's the big draw that everybody is there to see. Right. And Drew, unfortunately, Drew's philosophy, it fits with the WrestleMania card this year. It's all just, I could look at this and think that is just what happened on Raw or SmackDown. Like I look at that and I do not see WrestleMania card. It's all just a bunch of main events, quote unquote.
You know what? You're right.
Right.
Give me a second here. And again, we're at what? WrestleMania 37 now.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and again, I'm not being mean for the sake of being mean here, guys. Like I said, we're being critical because we want them to be better. I really want to get that point across because I know people like to say, oh, Joe, you're just hating for the sake of hating. That just is not the case. I just really want to make sure that it gets up there. Like, again, like not every match can be a main event. It can't work that way. It can't.
So I'm gonna throw this out then, okay?
Yep.
So we're at WrestleMania 37 right now. Let's go back to WrestleMania 35. Okay, so 35.
36, 37. That's only 2 years ago, yes, WrestleMania. All right. So Tony Nese versus Buddy Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
Main event?
No.
Match?
No. Good match, but not main event.
Carmella versus Sarah Logan.
Yeah.
I love Sarah Logan. But main event?
No.
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 Okay. Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder versus they actually defeated the Revival.
Yeah.
Main event match?
No.
Okay. Braun Strowman winning the 30-man Battle Royal, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Was that? No, Royal
Still
Rumble
not a main
is
event.
A main event.
Yeah.
This 30-man Battle Royal isn't a main event.
No.
Seth Rollins defeated Brock Lesnar. That could, yeah,
that's
definitely
a main event.
Potentially be. AJ Styles defeating Randy Orton.
That's a main event.
2 years ago, main events, right? Now, the Usos defeating Aleister Black and Ricochet and Rusev and Shinsuke Nakamura and The Bar.
That's not
so
a main event.
So a four-team tag team fatal four-way. No, not main event, okay? Shane McMahon versus The Miz. I love The Miz, but no, not main event.
No.
Okay. Here. This is a fatal four-way for the women's tag team championship. We're talking Beth Phoenix and Natalya versus Nia Jax and Tamina versus the Boston Hug Connection of Bayley and Sasha Banks and versus the Iconics, who actually won that matchup, by the way, Billy Kay and Peyton Royce. Is that main event?
No.
Okay. Kofi versus Daniel Bryan. For the WWE Championship, that's arguable.
Arguable. Okay. Without the title, it's not a main event.
Right. Triple H defeating Batista.
That's
two
a main
years
event.
Ago.
That's okay. A main event match.
Right. Roman Reigns, Drew McIntyre. That's debatable.
Yep.
Okay. Samoa Joe, Rey Mysterio. That could be almost.
Inside of the bubble, that's a main event. Inside of the bubble.
Yep. Triple H. Okay, Roman Reigns, Drew McIntyre, Samoa Joe, Rey Mysterio, Baron Corbin defeating Kurt Angle.
Sorry,
no, unfortunately not main event. Finn Balor defeating Bobby Lashley for the IC belt. Arguable, debatable,
yep.
Right? Becky Lynch defeating Ronda Rousey and Charlotte Flair. Okay, you know what?
You can make an argument for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which actually was the main event of the show. So now that's only 2 years ago.
Yeah.
What the frick has changed in the last 2 years to make absolutely everything a main event?
Yeah. I honestly don't know. I think that we're using COVID as kind of the excuse here. Not only is COVID the reason why we're not able to do a proper build towards WrestleMania, it's, well, we got to give everybody their spot. We got to give everybody a chance. Everybody wins. Nobody loses, except for the fans. In this case.
Yeah, the fans lose.
The fans lose.
The fans lose.
Dude, to kind of wrap up this topic here, let's go back to looking at the WrestleMania card, all right?
Yeah.
Looking at this. You. And you see the price of tickets at $2,000 a piece. Are you buying a ticket?
No.
There you go, folks.
No.
There you go. There's your answer. Yeah, you can make an argument for that as well. But yeah, I'm looking at this card and I'm thinking $2,000, not happening. It's not going to happen.
Nope, not at
all. I'm not going to buy a ticket for $2,000.
And you know what? $2,000 is a low end price. If you're wanting the entire experience of WrestleMania, you're looking anywhere between, you know, $12,000 to $17,000, and that's just like a little package with tickets, hotel, airfare is generally not included in that, to my understanding. So you still have to do your own airfare.
Yeah.
Food is not covered in that either. But you're getting, you know, some pretty cool things, you know, usually the Hall of Fame ceremony, you know, the Raw, the SmackDown,
Takedown.
The NXT show, the Takeover show, the Mania show, plus the chairs from each event.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, usually within the first five rows is where you're seated at these shows paying that kind of a price. So, I mean, you do get a whole bunch of shit. But I don't know. 2,000?
Yeah.
For what we have right there on paper right now? No.
It's not, no. It's, again, it's unfortunate, you know, and, you know, thankfully, you know, my match of the week is very telling here, Carl, is that there, outside of this, there still is, I want to again stress this, there's so much great professional wrestling out there, whether it be Ring of Honor, whether it be Major League Wrestling, whether it be Impact, whether it be Ignite Wrestling with our friend Kim down in Florida, whether it be Danny up here with CWE. I mean, there is just so much great professional wrestling out there. You don't just need to, if you're like me, if you're like us and you just aren't digging what you're seeing, don't just bitch about it on social media. Go watch something and experiment and find wrestling that actually makes you happy and that actually you can actually enjoy. That's what I've done.
Oh yes.
Right. So, some cheap plugs there to all those wrestling companies. There's so much great content out there. Just, you know, again, we're being critical of WWE just because they're doing stupid stuff right now, and we want them to improve. And hopefully, yeah, you know, our friends Kevin Dunn and Mr. Jim Cornette will relay the message and say, WWE, you need to be better.
That's right. Let's hope.
Yes. All right, Carl, let's wrap up here for this week. But before we do go, let everybody know, get our usual plugs out of the way before we get going. And I'm going to let people know what's coming up on Turnbuckle Rewind this week.
Definitely. We're on social media at TB Talk Pod on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Go and check those out. Generally, we post a lot more to our Facebook and our Instagram accounts, but I run all the social media, so it's sometimes a little difficult for me to make sure that everything is out there in all aspects. But do go and check out our social media pages at TB Talk Pod, as well our friends over at Collar and Elbow Brand. You saw the amazing commercial for them that we have playing. Go and check them out as well. Remember, JK Podcast at that checkout gets you 10% off your entire purchase. And if you're into health and workout supplements, go and check out our friends over at Phoenix at fnxfit.com. You can use our promo code over there, TB Talk Pod, and you're going to get 15% off your entire order. They do have some great stuff over there. I have used their products. I enjoyed their products. I enjoyed the Super Greens. They are fantastic. Go and check out our friends over at fnxfit.com. Use that promo code TB Talk Pod and get yourself 15% off your entire purchase.
Absolutely, Carl. And for Turnbuckle Rewind coming up this week, dude, we got a good one. We're going back to 1997 with WCW, Halloween Havoc. Eddie Guerrero versus Rey Mysterio. Dude, I can't effing wait to talk about that match, right, with you and to watch it again. Dude, I'm stoked for that one.
I put it out there to our group that we have for everyone, yeah, within Love Wrestling, and the reception, yeah, to seeing that matchup was mind-blowing. Yeah. It was fantastic to see the amount of people that are looking forward to this episode of Turnbuckle Rewind that's coming to you on Thursday.
Yes, absolutely. And coming up the rest of this week too. I mean, I know you've probably been getting some messages. I've been getting some of wanting to go on other podcasts and stuff like that. It's going to be a busy week and busy upcoming weekend in the world of professional wrestling. So looking forward to it. Hopefully it's going to be some good, some positive stuff, so we can come back next week on Turnbuckle Talk and, you know, and talk about all the great stuff that's happened.
Hoping.
All right, Carl, that wraps up here for this week, and we'll see you guys on the next one.
And Harvard B2B. As you can tell in the background, we are out celebrating. That is what we do here at HittingTheMarks.com. And I'd like everyone to continue to tune in to Turnbuckle Talk, but check out all of our other shows. We have content, especially lit up by the flagship show. You can find that all at HittingTheMarks.com.
Run.
Right.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.